Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Parshas Vayishlach begins with Yaakov sending messengers to his twin brother Esav. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv. Yaakov sends messengers to Esav, and Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah Parsha Ayin Hei Piska Dalet and says that the Malachim that Yaakov sent were Malachim Mamish. He literally sent real angels to Esav. And what are these malachim supposed to do? Yaakov told them in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Hey, this is what you should say to my master Esav. Im Lavan Garti Va'echar Ad Ata. I have lived with Lavan and I have been delayed until now. And Yaakov continues and says that the messengers should tell Esav, I have oxen and donkeys and sheep and servants and maidservants, and I have sent to tell my master to find favor in your eyes. That's what Yaakov told the messengers to convey to Esav. And there's a number of questions that we can ask on this episode, but for today's FMT, I'd like to focus on two specific questions. First of all, Rashi says, famously, that when Yaakov told the messengers to tell Esav, Im Lavan Garti, Yaakov was sending a message to Esav. The word Garti has the same letters as the word Taryag, which in Gematria is 613, the 613 mitzvos. And that is the hidden message that Yaakov was sending to Esav. Im Lavan Garti, V'Taryag Mitzvos Shamarti. I've lived in Lavan's house, but I kept all of the Taryag mitzvos, all of the 613 mitzvos. That's what Rashi says, and we've seen this Rashi and heard this Rashi for a long time. But many of the Mefarshim ask the obvious question, why should Esav HaRasha care one bit about the mitzvos that Yaakov kept? That's the first question. And another question we can ask is this. Right after Yaakov tells the messengers what to tell Esav, we hear in the very next pasuk how the messengers returned to Yaakov and told Yaakov that Esav has a large number of men heading towards Yaakov. However, there is no record, no pasuk, of the messengers actually telling Esav what Yaakov told them to tell him. Did they deliver the message? We assume so. But if they did, why doesn't the Torah tell us that they did? The Torah seems to tell us everything else about their role and about their mission. So why not tell us that they delivered the message to Esav? These questions are asked by Rav Avraham Cohen Shlita. Rav Avraham Cohen is the Rosh Kolel of Kolel Artzos HaChaim in Yerushalayim, and he's the author of a number of Svarim, including the Sefer Bikurei Avraham on the Chumash, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. Esav did not care at all about whether Yaakov kept all the mitzvos, or some of the mitzvos, or any of the mitzvos. But Yaakov wanted to send a strong message to Esav nonetheless. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph says that for every mitzvah that we perform, a new malach is created. A malach, says the Mishnah, that will defend us, that will protect us. And Rav Cohen says that these messengers, these malachim mamish, these angels that Yaakov sent to Esav were the angels. They were the malachim that were created by Yaakov Avinu from all of the mitzvos that he performed. And these angels, these very angels that were created by the mitzvos that Yaakov performed, come to Esav. Do they deliver the message? We have to assume yes, but that's not the focus. That's not the emphasis. Just having these malachim show up on Esav's doorstep was enough of a message. Yaakov sends these angels and he tells Esav, look at these angels. I may have lived in Lavan's house, but look at all these angels that I have created. These angels have come from all of the mitzvos that I created. Don't even try to start up with me, says Yaakov. Im Lavan Garti Vitaryag Mitzvos Shamarti. I have Hashem on my side. I will be protected. You cannot defeat me. With all of Yaakov's preparations, and we know he did prepare for war, and with all of his nervousness, and we know he was nervous and afraid, ultimately, what was the message that Yaakov sent to Esav? What is the message that we can send to the Esavs of the world today? Im lavan garti v'taryag mitzvos shamarti. We are strong in our emuna. We are strong in our shmiras mitzvos, and we are strong in our belief that Hashem will protect us just as He protected Yaakov. Have an amazing day, everyone.